Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline, he is the coach of the national championship-winning LSU Tigers, Ed Orgeron. Coach O is with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, it is great to have you on this morning.
Outstanding. I used to listen to you guys going to work every day for 11 years, going up that 405 to the 110th SC, so I'm glad to be on the show.
It is great to have you. So, Coach, how are you spending your time? I know you've done a couple of PSAs. You just had a new one out. You're trying to make sure everyone is social distancing and remaining safe, and mostly because you want to have a football season more than anyone. You guys don't lose.
You know, actually, it's all hands on deck right now. We're working harder during the week than we had to if we have our players here. You know, we have the academic task force that are making sure all our guys are doing this online classes and tutorials. Tommy Moffitt is giving our guys suggested workouts, checking in with them. Our coaches are putting in installation. We put in goal line today, and we put in short yards on Tuesday. Our guys are using this Zoom room. Thank God I got these analysts, these young analysts are smarter than I am. I don't know how to work it, but they get me hooked up with the players. I talk to them daily. They meet with our coaches, so we're treating every day as a work day from 8 to 5 as a coaching staff and as a team. I told the guys, everybody has a level playing field. The team that puts in the most work now is going to pay off for them in the season.
Oh, I love that attitude. We are talking, I mean, you guys know who this is. This is Coach Ed Orgeron. You can't miss it here on Ben and Woods. I the technology, I think, Coach, you're not alone there. I mean, I'm terrible with the freezing computer, the freezing iPhone, and all this. What has been the toughest challenge of this? Is it not being able to actually, you know, see and get your hands on a guy or see him in person and just be in the room with him?
Yeah, I think the personal interaction every day, obviously not practicing. You know, we have a new quarterback in Miles Brendel, who I think is going to be fantastic. We have a new defensive coordinator in Bo Pelini. You guys know Bo well. I think we have a great defense, but we needed to put in our stuff and, you know, establishing a new identity of this football team. So I think the thing of not having the interaction with the guys, looking them in the eye every day, now they're off in their homes. We're trusting them to do their work. But you know what? This too shall pass, and soon we'll start practicing. We'll be back at it again.
Now, Coach, you can respond to your own emails, right? Because we found out just the other day that Coach Saban didn't know how to use his own email until this all started.
Yeah, I know how to do that, but I have somebody to do that every day for me, I promise you.
But speaking of quarterbacks, you got a new one coming in. How about the old one, Joe Burrow? The NFL draft is going to take place later this month. Have you heard from Joe and how he's doing? And everyone presumes he's going to be the number one overall pick. I don't know what you're hearing, but how's he handling this unique buildup to the NFL draft?
Well, he's doing great. You know, first of all, before all this happened, he was down there at Dana Point. He had a big old house overlooking the ocean right near you guys, so he couldn't have been doing bad. But knowing Joe, he was working every day. Then this virus stuff hit, and he's back with his parents in Ohio, which I know he's happy about that. But Joe's a worker. Whoever gets Joe, and hope it's the Cincinnati Bengals for the first pick, is going to get a winner. He's one of the best human beings I've ever been around. He's totally focused. I treated him as a player coach. He took control of this football team and led this team to the championship.
Now, he does, Coach, a pretty mean Coach O impersonation. You and I, you know, listen, I've heard, we wanted to ask you because, Because I don't know, we wondered, are you sensitive about people, you know, imitating your voice, or do you just roll with it? You seem like a roll with it guy.
I just roll with it. You know, over the years, you know, you have ups and downs and in this business, and you got to block out the noise, man. You can't pay attention to all this stuff because it'll let them control you. What I've said all along, all the negative stuff that had been said about me early in my career, I used it as internal motivation. And it fueled my fire to get me to be a championship coach. So I thank those people that were very critical of maybe the way I look, maybe the way I talk, my accent. I'm proud of being a Cajun. So today I just roll with the punches. You know, when you do some things and you're not winning, people make fun of you. You do some things when you're winning, they love it. So, you know.
Yeah, it turns you immediately into like a treasure, you know. And yeah, and that's right. Got it. This perception of you, we have had – I don't want to say fun at your expense, but, man, we just think the world of you. We adore you. We have had a great time listening to all your pressers and your PSA and you know, your speeches in the locker room have just been
– It just brings a smile to my face.
It just delights us, man. But I think he makes a good point. All that's great when you're winning. And I heard Tom Brady on an interview yesterday talking about, you know, being slighted his whole career. It is interesting to me, Coach, that you have used some, hey, listen, I lost my job here when they could have had me, and look what I've done since. I love that you still use that as motivation, and that's got to be a lesson that you pass on to your players all the time, I would imagine.
No question. It's called block out the noise. You know, the only people that really control our own destiny is the people in our room. When we all get together with our staff and our football team, we control our own destiny. You know, and I learned this from Coach Carroll at USC, who I thought was a phenomenal man, a phenomenal coach, as you guys know Pete very well. I never saw Pete read a newspaper. I never saw him read the internet. So and smart. I asked him one day, I said, Coach, you know, you don't read nothing. He said, Eddie, when you lose, they're going to get you too low. When you win, they're going to get you too high. And it's going to affect the way you play, coach your team. So I took on that mantra. Now, I do read the Twitter machine. Because of recruiting. There's no question I get on the Twitter machine because of recruiting. And other than that, you know, I just kind of let all that stuff slide off my back.
Now, Coach, when you are – so I'm imagining you're keeping a pretty good eye on your players now. Are you – do you crack down on them for some of the tweets and stuff they send? And are you watching that stuff pretty closely? I got to imagine these days you have to.
Yeah, we have somebody, Derek Pineski, does a great job of doing that. And if it gets out of control, we call him immediately. Everything you do counts. And, you know, we told our team, this team last year decided that character was cool. Doing the right thing was cool. Acting like a man was cool. Going to class. You know, we have a rule, no ballrooms during the season. I don't know if they call them ballrooms or not anymore. I don't care. They know what I was talking about. And our guys decided now they're not angels, but they did the right thing, and they won a championship. And now we built a culture at LSU that doing the right thing pays off.
Coach Ed Orgeron with us here on Ben and Woods. Now, Coach, obviously you've come to this head coaching success later in your career, and I was reading somewhere that you made some changes to your style of coaching that you feel like has helped you be successful at LSU based on how you interacted with your own kids. Tell us a little bit about how that has affected the way that you coach these guys that you get, these 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Yeah, you know, coaching the defensive line, coaching Warren Sapp, Cortez Kennedy, and Russell Maryland, when you're young, you know, you can't walk in there as a look like a bookworm, you know what I mean? It's not going to work, and you got to be tough, and you got to take control. And at Miami, it was a tough, aggressive style of coaching. I loved it. I really learned how to coach under Jimmy Johnson in that way. And to my defensive line coaching, I still did that at USC, and they loved it. When I went to Ole Miss, I tried to coach the whole team like I coached the defensive line. Well, the quarterback is not going to react to the same coaching that Warren Sapp will. So it didn't work. And I decided that I was going to treat the whole team exactly how I treat my three sons, who I love dearly, and I know everybody loves their kids. And I would not do nothing to my players that I wouldn't do for my boys, and they know that. And the next thing, I'll treat all coaches with the utmost respect. Now, I also will hold everybody to a high accountability. And it's my job, if something is not right, for us to fix it, but fix it in the right way. And those things have helped me become a championship coach.
Woods, imagine all the parents who are listening to us right now throughout Southern California.
Yep.
They're all nodding and going, Yeah, I would send my kid to Baton Rouge
100%
to play for this guy. Absolutely, Coach. Well,
go ahead, Benny, do it. It's time. It's time. We got him. We didn't know we were going to get him. We have to do it. So, Coach, I'll just set it up. He's too afraid. My partner Ben Higgins is not a noted impressionist, but he fancies himself. He says he's got one arrow in the sleeve here, and his only arrow is his Coach O, and he wants. I'd say, can you give us a letter grade A through F on his Coach O? He's very nervous right now, but he wants to do this, but he didn't want to offend you.
I got to clear my throat a little bit.
Here we go. Oh God, I'm so nervous. Go Tigers!
Oh God.
A+.
It takes a lot out of me, Coach, but I had to try it. Coach, well, we really appreciate it. We hope the college football season starts on time and see if the LSU Tigers can keep this run going. But it was a pleasure to have you on this morning. You take care, be safe, and hopefully it'll be another great season down there in Louisiana.
I'd like to tell everybody in Southern California, hello. Come see us in Baton Rouge. I got a lot of gumbo for you guys. Go Tigers.
Man, I love it. I'm coming for gumbo. I'm taking him up on the guy. I love gumbo. Oh, it's the best. Coach O, thank you. Ed Orgeron.
Dude, that's amazing.
TCU fan hotline. The real one. Wasn't just me doing the impression. I know it's hard to tell the difference.
I thought you were going to pull the deuces. Oh, wow.
SDCC remains open. Rest assured your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.